Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Every week we talk about the laws, regulations, and public policy decisions that affect our lives, whether it's threats to religious liberty, policies that protect the preborn, the amount of taxes you'll be forced to pay, and most recently, the government mandates surrounding COVID. It all comes down to one thing. The world is run by those who show up. In other words, our lives are directly controlled by the people who run for public office and get elected. Some are conservative and might even have a Christian worldview. Others are liberal, both fiscally and socially, and an increasing number are socialists bordering on communist. The world is changing fast, and it's hard to predict what our nation will look like 10 years from now. But one thing is for certain, it will still be run by those who show up. As a result of last November's elections, Montana had its most successful legislative session in history. Conservatives controlled the House, the Senate, and the governor's office, and they weren't afraid to think big. In fact, their motto might as well have been, "Go big or go home." Liberals knew on election night that from their perspective, the upcoming legislative session would be a bloodbath. Many liberal legislators were so dejected that they used COVID as an excuse to stay home, as did the lobbyists for left-leaning organizations. The conservatives' electoral sweep forced liberals to develop a new strategy. If they couldn't stop conservatives in the legislature, they would stop them in the courts, which is exactly what they're doing. The left is filing lawsuit after lawsuit in the hopes that liberal judges will roll back conservative gains, and in many instances, it's working. Which brings me to my point. Under our system of government, politics is pretty much a winner-take-all game, and if we truly believe that conservative values lead to better outcomes, more liberty, more secure families, and a higher standard of living, then it's time for us to show up. Our state and nation are at a crossroads. I hear it everywhere I go. People are worried about the future. The good news is that we're not helpless. We can do something about it. But it won't be easy, and it begins with sacrifice. Are you willing to run for public office? I'm not talking about running for Congress or the presidency. I'm talking about running for those offices where you can make a real difference. How about running for your local city council, or school board, or the state legislature? Those races are winnable, and those offices directly affect our everyday lives. And while we're at it, we desperately need lawyers with a Christian worldview to run for judgeships. In the last two election cycles, we've analyzed the political giving history of the judicial candidates, and it proved what we've known all along. Of the political donations that the candidates for judgeships made in partisan races, 97% of them went to liberal candidates. No wonder judicial decisions keep moving us to the left. It's time for conservative attorneys to run for seats on the bench. But let me be clear, we don't want conservative activist judges any more than we want liberal activist judges. What we do want are balanced, impartial judges willing to exercise judicial restraint. If God's calling you to step up to the plate, please give us a call. We can help you get started. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti, reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.